Turning to Lord's Day number 17, it's questions numbers 45 through 48 in the Heidelberg Catechism. You'll turn there and I will read the questions if you will please respond with the answers. Question number 45, what benefit do we receive from the resurrection of Christ? First, by his resurrection, he has overcome death, that he might make partakers of the righteousness which he has obtained for us by his death. Second, by his power, we are also raised up to a new life. Third, the resurrection of Christ is to us a sure pledge of our blessed resurrection. What do you understand by the words he ascended into heaven? That Christ, in the sight of his disciples, was taken up from the earth into heaven and continues there in our behalf until he shall come again to judge the living and the dead. But is not Christ with us even unto the end of the world, as he has promised? Christ is true man and true God. According to his human nature, he is now not on earth, but according to his Godhead, majesty, grace, and spirit, he is at no time absent from us. But are not in this way the two natures in Christ separated from one another, if the manhood is not wherever the Godhead is? Not at all. For since the Godhead is incomprehensible and everywhere present, it must follow that it is indeed beyond the bounds of the manhood which it has assumed, but is yet less in the same also and remains personally united to it. So last week we came to the very descent into hell statement in the Apostles' Creed, which we recited again today, and now we begin to see the ascension, if you will, the exaltation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the first step in that exaltation is the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So notice the question is, okay, we know and we've confessed that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. What is that to me? And what is that to you? What is the effect of it? What is it that it accomplishes for us? And the answer is, first of all, that by his resurrection, he has overcome death, that he might make us partakers of the righteousness which he has obtained for us by his death. Notice that. That he, there's both the active obedience of Christ mentioned there, his righteousness, his fulfilling of all the law that we could not accomplish, and his passive obedience, his passion, his death. You see, but you see the statement is, it is because of the death that a righteousness of Christ was applied. It was because of the resurrection that the righteousness is our righteousness. And so we rejoice in the resurrection of Christ because he accomplishes it all for us. He has overcome separation from God. We are reconciled to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, by his power, we are also now raised up to a new life. We experience resurrection or have experienced resurrection now, and we experience resurrection life every day. We are new creatures in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So his power, it is through his power that he has resurrected us. I've had a sermon one time with the title, When Were You Resurrected? When were you born again? When did the Spirit of God take you dead in trespasses and sins and make you alive? That's a resurrection. It is through his power. And thirdly, the resurrection of Christ is also something for us for the future. It's a sure pledge of our blessed resurrection that will occur when Christ returns. The next statement, what do you understand with the words he ascended into heaven? And notice the statement, that Christ, in the sight of his disciples, was taken up from earth into heaven and continues there in our behalf. We had one of the students this week at Cerritos College actually ask us this question, do you believe that Jesus Christ ascended into heaven bodily and that he is there in heaven, or was it just a metaphor? And now I've never been asked that question before. Have you ever heard anybody ask that kind of question? And he said, and the comment that she said was, I've heard Christians say that. And really, I've never heard that before. And my answer to her was simply Acts chapter 1. The angel himself said, just as Jesus ascended, he will return. He will come again. And so that's what we are confessing today. We confess that he bodily ascended into heaven, that he is there in heaven, bodily in heaven, and he shall be there until he comes again, notice, to judge the living and the dead. Notice it doesn't say to set up his kingdom and rule for 1,000 years and then judge the living and the dead. He says he will return to judge the living and the dead at the great white throne judgment. It's over when he returns. Thirdly, then the question arises, well, if Christ is in heaven, did he break his promise? His promise is that he would be with us even into the end of the age or in the end of the world. How is it possible for him to be both in heaven and on earth? And the answer is because he's God. Christ is a true man and true God. According to his human nature, he is now not on earth, but according to his Godhead, majesty, grace, praise God for that, and spirit, he is at no time absent from us. So then the question arises, how can that be? But are not in this way the two natures of Christ separated from one another as if the manhood is not wherever the Godhead is? Not at all, for since God is incomprehensible and everywhere present. And stop and think about it. Was that not true when he walked on this earth? Jesus is God. Was Jesus present as both in Palestine and in the Americas, in South America, in Asia, as God? The answer is yes, he was still God. He didn't change, right? The scriptures say he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what's the problem? Whether his body is here on earth or whether his body is in heaven, he's still everywhere present because he is God. And so it must follow that indeed, beyond the bounds of the manhood, which it has assumed. That occurred while he was on earth. That occurs when he's in heaven. That occurs afterwards when he returns. But nonetheless, is the same also remains personally united to it. Is there comfort in knowing that Jesus Christ rose from the dead? The answer is yes. Is it a comforting to you? The answer is yes, if I believe, if I trust, if I rest, I am in Christ. Great comfort. Amen.